You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day is now here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thanks for being with us, Don. Can you start with weather here in the Midwest, please?
Well, first of all, we're going to see not a whole lot of weather in the Midwest, although we're going to have a lot of weather to talk about, but it's either going to be staying to the west or northwest of us in the Midwest here, or it's going to be staying down to the south, at least here as we go through the next several days. It is going to be a little bit colder. We have some colder weather coming out of the northern plain states, but not much precipitation. For folks down south where they're suffering in the drought and the fire situation, there's good news tonight and tomorrow. Rain will spread across Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia. Colder air comes in behind that. Where the weather for the Midwest gets a lot more interesting is next week. Now, this is going to be especially true beginning late Monday into Tuesday, but especially the middle to the end of next week. Colder, more winter-like weather is likely going to move in. So not a lot of action in the short term. Long term, things get a lot more interesting.
Next week on Tuesday into Wednesday, I'll be headed to the Van Trump Conference in Kansas City. What do road conditions look like, you think, by then?
That could be a real problem. I can tell you that at least some of our long-range analysis is pinpointing a fairly large storm right in the middle of the country and right in the middle where you want to drive as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week and then lingering into Thursday. So you're going to want to keep an eye on that one, Todd.
I will indeed be careful. Speaking of which, I think the Dakotas are getting a little snowfall.
They are. In fact, the Northern Plains right now, over the last 24 hours, has received some snowfall across the Dakotas, along with a lot of wind and much, much colder conditions. And while the amounts of snow haven't been terribly heavy, there's been a large part of those Northern Plains that are really seeing their first taste of a large winter storm this season.
Finally, Don, if you could turn your attention to South America, where things are a whole lot warmer and they're in the midst of their growing season. Any rainfall for Argentina and Brazil?
Well, as we go down south of there, let's take a look at precipitation first. It looks to be a little bit dry in Argentina. There's not a lot of prospects for any widespread rain, just spotty rains. Brazil, the growing areas there are going to do a little bit better, but it's been fairly good in terms of average precipitation and temperatures down there, but it is starting to get a little bit dry here, at least in the short term.
Hey, thanks, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather. He's out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. Remember, you can always pick up his comments, all of our programming for the most part, online at willag.org, willag.org. If you're a Twitter user, follow me at Commodity Week. If you use iTunes, podcast, look up both the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week, and you can find those in the Google Play Store as well. You'll also find them on Stitcher. We try really hard to deliver the programming content to you in as many ways as possible. If you're an end user, an elevator, or some other place that would like to have our programming embedded right into your website, just give me a call and I'll help you out on that end too at 217-333-9697.